This is Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Linda Steffen. Coming up in Traverse City tomorrow, a love story that won a Best Documentary Award at the Tribeca Film Festival in 2010. Monica and David. One's a neat freak, the other a sports nut. They've been married 9 years now, which is a little unusual because both have a genetic developmental disability called Down syndrome. They'll be at the State Theater tomorrow for the film screening, along with Monica's cousin and the film's director, Ali Codina. We'll talk with Monica and David in a moment, but first, I ask Ali why she made the film.
For some reason, it clicked a few weeks before the wedding. I actually had a lunch with other family members and Monica, and I realized that everyone was kind of talking around her rather than including her in the conversation in a more natural way, and this was a lunch to celebrate her own wedding, and it really disturbed me. Even though everyone was so happy for Monica and David, there was kind of this unspoken feeling that it was still a gesture between children instead of an adult step. So I really began filming because I was hoping that people could begin to see the situation more like I was seeing the situation, which was that here were two adults that were getting married, and that's what it was.
So you take us basically to their first anniversary, but what can you tell us now after 9 years of watching their lives together?
Monica and David, I think, have a way of communicating with one another and supporting one another that we can only strive towards. I mean, I think that any couple would be blessed to have the kind of communication and understanding that they have between the two of them. And I think it's one of the things that really speaks to people in the film, and it's certainly something that I have always been drawn to and moved by in being a part of their lives, not only as a filmmaker but as a family member, is what an incredible bond Monica and David have and how kind they are to one another. We live at a time where people are constantly talking about finding balance and meaning in life. And it's funny because we all have that meaning right there, and things could be a lot simpler if we wanted them to be, and they know that. They do that. They do that every day. You know, they live life in a very immediate way, and I think it's something that we can all learn a lot from.
Well, thank you so much, Ali, and we'll look forward to meeting you on Thursday night.
Thank you so much, Linda, and we're very excited to come to Traverse City and meet all of you.
And then if you don't mind, can I just quickly thank both Monica and David?
Yeah, of course. Hold on one sec. Who wants to talk first?
Hello.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Good. You?
Good. You're not feeling too well, I hear.
No, I was.
So I wondered if you would share just a little bit with us about what life is like with David.
Well, with David, I've been married to him 9 years.
9 years. That's a long time.
Nine.
You ever get tired of him?
Oh, no. I never get tired of him.
What do you like best about being married?
Being married, being so exciting, and seeing him in his tuxedo, walking down the aisle, and life is life. So with him, I had a major crush on him since I was 19.
You had a crush on him since you were 19?
Yes, I was.
Wow. When did you know that you wanted to get married?
Well, I asked him to propose to me, and he just said yes.
A bold woman.
Yeah.
So after 9 years of marriage, obviously things are up and down. What has been the hardest part?
To be honest, it's not that hard. It's so simple.
Well, can I talk to David next?
Okay. Hold on.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, David. So I hear you're a bit of a romantic.
Yes, I am, yes.
What's your favorite part about being married?
We be together all the time together.
So you're working as volunteers. You haven't been able to earn a lot of money yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
So that's a hard part, I'm sure.
Yes.
What else is challenging about marriage?
Sometimes when we're sick, I step in to take care of her.
You have to step in and help Monica when she's not feeling well.
Yes.
That is tough. Well, we're looking forward to meeting you guys when you come to town this week. Thank you so much, David.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you, Monica.
You're welcome.
Once again, that's Monica and David. They'll be in Traverse City Thursday night for the screening of the film by the same name. It's sponsored by the Down Syndrome Association of Northwest Michigan at the State Theater. I'll be there too, hosting a panel discussion with Monica and David and others. It's a free event. This is Interlochen Public Radio.